Blog Talk Radio.
Responsibility, especially if you're the type of person that shows up every day, does what you have to do, and basically do your eight and skate. That's my motto, do your eight and skate. But the thing is, a lot of people want to spend the eight and skate, or skate while they are spending the eight, you know? And to each his own, but one thing about that is there is a definitive time limit to how long you will be able to spend the eight and skate while you're spending the eight. Oh, yes, you know. So on the DG show, we're going to talk about it tonight. At least I got a job. How y'all feeling, man? I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So hold on. I'm just tightening up a few things here. And then we're ready, so let's rock. All right. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a mission show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, Well, then you just say, Omar, what the art? This is daily. Go get it in the show. All up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. Power Monday, 4th of the month. It's already April 4th. What y'all know? What y'all know about it already being April the 4th? We moving on through. Next thing you know, it's going to be April 30th. And you know, well, next thing you know, it's going to be Easter. And the next thing you know, it's going to be April 30th, which is the last day of April. And next thing you know, it's going to be Mother's Day. Next thing you know, it's Memorial Day. And speaking of Easter, speaking of Memorial Day, those are holidays. And most people have off during Memorial Day. If you work in the health industry, you may not always be guaranteed a day off for Memorial Day, but you'll definitely get a floating holiday that you can use whenever you want to make up for having to work on Memorial Day. Sick people don't take holidays, you know what I'm saying? They don't take holidays off. You are not feeling well when you're not feeling well, and you have to take care of that, and you have to have people who are caretakers who can help you out with that and assist. But you take a holiday like Easter. Easter falls on a Sunday, so a lot of jobs don't offer that as a day off. Some do. A lot do. And some jobs offer Good Friday off. So you'll have Good Friday off and Easter, or some jobs just offer Good Friday off or floating holiday for Easter. Some jobs don't offer anything. Like, no, it falls on a weekend. That's not a real holiday. It's a real holiday as far as religion is concerned, but as far as the days off, don't look for it. You was already off. Okay, so let's talk about it. At least you got a job. A lot of people love their careers. They love what they do. They work all the time. You can hardly ever get them to go on vacation or take days off or hardly even be late or absent or whatever. They really enjoy what they do for a living. Some people have careers that they consider to be very fulfilling. And it must be nice. Must be nice. That's a good thing. I actually enjoy what I do for a living. But does it give me pleasure all the time? Hell no. Man, you crazy. Not at all, baby. Not at all. Not all the time. But at the same time, there are very reinforcing qualities about a lot of the craziness and the chaos that I have to deal with in my personal career on a regular basis. So, as far as I'm concerned, the most important thing that work concerns for me is the money. The money is very important to me. Years ago, I would have said it's not as important. And I noticed that I said that the money wasn't as important when I was doing something that I had more control of, more of a say-so, more navigation. Yeah, and I was making a lot of money. Well, good money. But as you start seeing what's out there, you notice what the pay scale is for certain people versus other people, for certain jobs versus other jobs, you start thinking to yourself, like, nah, man, I want to max out. You know, for the time and effort that I put in building this company up and making them thousands to millions of dollars on my labor, I think I should be, and I definitely want to be compensated in a way that makes me feel good about all of the efforts that I have put forth in partaking in this job. Now, a lot of people hate their jobs. A lot of people complain about their jobs, and they say how much they hate it and how it doesn't pay, and they not making enough money to do the. Y'all ain't paying me enough to do the. If y'all gave me some more money, then I would do the. But until y'all start paying me, you don't expect the. Somebody loves their job, and some people really steal and rob while they at their job and they place for work. They figure, I'm going to get them back for jerking me and working me to the bone. Yo, y'all got butter from the duck. Leave me alone. Yeah. How about that? Some people go to work, and on the days where they really have to work, they be like, oh, y'all got the butter from the duck. today. Whenever a person says that they got the job got the butter from the duck, that means that they used to not giving that effort. Like, they ain't working like that every day. Could it be because of the money? Because some jobs pay really, really good money. And I think a person really knows if they've been given 100% or at least a percentage respectable enough to the job to whereas they can stand tall about the money that they make. There are people out there like that. And then there are people out there that stay on jobs for years. Years and years and years complaining that they don't make enough money in that job. I always thought that was odd. I really do. I think that that's strange that you would stay at a job in one place, not in a career, but stay at a job for years and years and years and never make the kind of money that you really want to make. And I always wondered why a person would do that. I have some answers, some clues. You know, I think some people really just like to say that they do what they do. And some people just really like to say that they have a job. So we did name the show, At Least You Got a Job. And it's true. But I named it that for people who try to clown other people about what they do for a living. There are some people who are very snobby about what they do for a living and what they think other people should do for a living. People who are very snobby about that. I don't think that that's cool. No. I don't think that is cool at all. But there are people who think that is cool. There are people who think that it's okay. On some old mean girl shit. On some old classroom bully shit. But to stay on a job for years that doesn't make you happy to go, doesn't fulfill you or give you a sense of accomplishment when you're there, that puts you through a whole lot of drama and unfairness, unfair business practices, all geared towards you. There are jobs out there that are very demoralizing. And if you've ever been on a job that makes you feel demoralizing, you'll understand what I'm talking about. That's not an easy thing to be a part of. Something that demoralizes you. When something demoralizes you, it deflates you emotionally. It makes you lose all types of faith in what you're doing. There's no sense of accomplishment. One of the things that many of us like in life is the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of success. So while you're on the way, there are going to be bumps and bruises and gravel roads and cobblestone and all kinds of roadways that aren't really smooth, but you'll learn a lot and you'll know exactly which car to use, which horse to use if you travel those roads. And we're all going to have to travel those roads at some point or another, right? So for people who have been on a job for years and years in the same place, if you ask many of them why they are still there, they will tell you. They'll tell you all kinds of things. Some people work at a job just because it's close to their home. They don't want to be jumping on buses and trains or having to drive way out. So they say, well, you know, this is right around the way. So I'll work here. There are other people who are working at a place because it pays under the table. It pays under the table. So they might be getting a check, SSI, you know, the DPA. My mom always called, I've never heard her say the word welfare. She always called it DPA. You on DPA? I thought it was DPW. Maybe there was a time when it was called DPA, Department of Public Assistance. Well, nonetheless, you know, there are plenty of people who may be getting a government check, SSI, DPA, DPW, whatever, welfare check, or food stamps or some type of government subsidy, and are still working another job. So they want to make sure that they can keep the medical coverage coming through, I guess the money too, and also they get the medical and they get the food stamps. What am I thinking of? Yeah, the food stamps. They get the food stamps and the medical card and get the food. So if the government finds out that they're making more money than what they have reported, then they will take the welfare away from you. It's supposed to be for people who are way below the poverty line, who are basically poor. There's no way around it. Poor in terms of your actual numbers. But you can absolutely be poor because of your thought condition. Like, you might think like a poor person. And I don't mean being desperate to the point where you'll rob somebody that has money. I mean poor to the point where not only are we talking about the way you walk, talk, act, sound, and whatever are inappropriate, but on top of all of that, you know, listen, I'm not mad at anybody who gets a job under the table because they want to keep a check coming in. I don't have no problem with it. I have no problem with it. Because, you know, how some people complain about welfare recipients taking their tax money or whatever. And I'm like, well, you wasn't going to get the money anyway. The government was going to get the money. I don't see what you're bitching about. If they take away welfare, they're not going to lower your taxes because of it. You know, so when people talk about how welfare is making the tax, making taxes higher and all that kind of stuff, you know, they stealing from the government. I'm like, whatever, man. You can never outsteal from the government what the government has stolen from you. There's no way you could even come close. But you know, that's just a problem that we have to deal with. Being on the run from the tax man. The tax man find out you've been making extra money, Claudine. They're gonna kick your man out your house on some old James Earl Jones shit. But yeah, it's when we talk about at least you got a job. For me, that's really true. You know, I'm not really one that downplays or looks down on a person for whatever they do for a living. That money is as green as anybody else's. That money is as green as anybody else's. So when it all comes down to it, when it all boils down to it, you know, I think it's better to be able to say that at least you have a job than, you know, you're looking for a job or you're between jobs or you're unemployment or, I mean, you're unemployed or you don't really want to work. I've actually heard people say that I don't really like to work, but, you know, so I work for a little while. And I've heard people say, yeah, I work for a little while until I can collect unemployment. Then I get unemployment and rock out with that until I can't do that no more, until I max out. Then I go get another job. People play those kind of games. It's crazy. It really, really sounds crazy, but people do it. So it's a real thing. Jobs. At least you got a job. Yeah, at least you got one. You may not like your job. You may not like your coworkers or your superiors, quote unquote, or even the job itself or the conditions. But at least you have one. And if you can get one job, you can get another job, which is a true statement. But that statement may not be true for everybody. You know, some people stay on their job for years because they don't really know anything about the job from the business standpoint. So they really believe that all of this physical work that they're going to do is going to somehow pay off. And it really doesn't. It doesn't work that way in corporate. Because you can be the most bodybuilding, heavy lifting person at your job. It's not going to get you. It may get you stopped on expressway or on 95. But nonetheless, I said nonetheless, if you have a job, I think that it should be easier for you to get another job. As far as your resume is concerned or applications are concerned, people like to hire the working already. When you have to list unemployment or list that you're unemployed to a potential employer, one thing that they're going to try to do is lowball you. They're going to try to lowball you with the salary because they figure if you've been off all this time and you ain't been trying to come back to work, you probably have something else going on. You probably have something else going on, and we don't want to interrupt. So we're only going to offer you this little bit of money or whatever. So when it comes to the whole, at least you got a job thing. Yeah, stand strong on that. That's what I would say. Stand strong on that. Make sure that everybody knows that you have a job. You don't have to tell them where you work. You don't even have to tell them what you do. But they should know that you have a stabilized system of income. And it's not the scheming, because that's still stable. But people who hate their jobs, what do they really hate? And like I was saying, for me, jobs are about the money. I got to get paid the maximum of whatever I'm doing when I get there. But what I'm asking is how the people who hate their job, first of all, the people who hate their job, why do they hate it? Because you definitely have a choice about whether to go or stay. So when you keep making the conscious decision to stay, well, what are we doing? What are we doing? Why are you here? Uh-oh. Why are you here? Could it be the money? Because for somebody like me, pay is so important. But here's the thing. Can high wages make a bad job seem good? What do y'all think? Getting paid a lot of money make a bad job seem good? A lot of people are going to say yes to that because it makes sense. Like, yeah, I wouldn't normally do this for free. I definitely wouldn't do it for free, but I'll do it for this money that they're paying. Sometimes we don't think about it. We don't think about it any farther than that. We find out later we could have had all of this shit. But check it out. Why, besides the money, would you stay on a job that you hated? And does bad money make a good job seem? Is it like one of those things where, like, okay, let's say I was a nurse. Like, yo, I love nursing. I love giving assistance to those who are sick and hurt and giving them hope and inspiration. And I get inspiration from them. I love nursing. Well, I'm sure that in nursing, one place where you work is not exactly like the last place that you work. So can bad nurses or bad coworkers that are nurses, can they make the job that you love or the career that you love and chose, can they make it bad? It's something to think about that you may have already thought about. You may have already thought about it. Does the money determine whether a job is good or bad? Same thing with lack of money. If the money sucks at a job that you're working, does that make the days go long? Does it get you looking forward to happy hour? Does it? My big sis, Robin Ming, is all up in here. How you doing, ma? And, somebody I haven't seen in a long time, Magnificent Morocco. Good to see you, my brother. And also Ansel Jones. Good to see me some you. Surely, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. And Emily. Okay. Narcel says, money is always important when it comes to a job. Getting satisfactory compensation for what one employs isn't a job. So I've heard. Okay. Magnificent Morocco says 75% of employees at Walmart are on welfare. 75%? Are those official numbers? That's crazy. Because some Walmarts pay like $12 to $15 an hour. You can get welfare still? Or are they ducking? Claiming they're cats and dogs. You get in a lot of trouble trying to do that. And remember the tax return hustle back in the day was, look, you got five kids, you're not claiming them all. You don't even work. So the auction would be on for her kids. I'll sell you two for $2,000. So, you know, you get the thinking about it, whatever, that still might be a savings, depending on how much you owe. But yeah, can bad pay make a good job seem bad? Working at the post office or being a post, being a mailman, being a postal carrier, was rated long ago as the best job in the world, as far as the United States was concerned. Like, that was supposed to be the great job, the perfect job. And you know they get paid. They make good money being a mailman. You make good money being a mailman. And, of course, there are some added perks with being a mailman. You already know. First of all, driving on the left side of the street. Second of all, mailmen get checks on their route. I'll never forget the girl who lived on my block. She fell in love with the mailman. They got married. They had children. Got divorced years and years later. But yo, they was hooked all the way up, and it all started with. Yo, I like that new mailman. This was all back in the 80s. In the 80s, baby. So, yeah. Shit happens. As far as being a mailman is concerned. Plus, you get to walk. You get fresh air every day. You know, there are different fresh challenges to being a mailman every day, even though you may go the same route, but you don't necessarily have to, from what I understand. If mailmen were not getting paid what they get paid, would it be worth it? The point in life where you are right now, would it be worthy or conducive to your situation to be a mail carrier? Could you endure all of that walking, having to go on people's porches? Front yards, mailboxes. You know, can bad pay make an otherwise good job seem like a bad job? Okay. And so it says, first time I heard of taxes was Monopoly. Ain't that something? Narciso says, you got me wanting to look up the soundtrack. Shout out to Gladys Knight and the Pops. I'm sorry, in the Pits. Wait a minute. Okay. Gladys Knight and the Pits. And composer Curtis Mayfield. Surely, sure. Okay. Carol says, some don't want to have or do extensive training. I understand. Robbie Ming says, at Magnificent Morocco, that's sad. You're working hard, and they aren't paying money or benefits. Walmart should be ashamed. I feel for these people and who work for Walmart. And that's business. Walmart cashiers and workers don't make a lot of money because Walmart says so. I mean, they have no problem indicating to you that they are making money, a lot of money off the backs of low wage labor. It's not a secret. What may be a secret to some is that people can do better. You don't have to be a Walmart employee. You can work any way you want to work if you get your skill set in, and also if you're exposed to different types of careers. You don't have to work, you know, decidedly at Walmart or Home Depot or any big box store. You can do whatever you want to do. You have to know what you want to do, and you have to know what you're doing. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-Emism Show. I'm your host, Sun752. And we're talking about at least you got a job. Let's take a minute out to talk about this whole pandemic thing and how it has affected our workforce. Now, many people had to stop working around March or April of 2020 when that pandemic first hit. It was ugly. It was ugly. So many people got killed over that. And I'm not saying that anybody killed them, but so many people died from COVID. And there's still significant numbers out there with people dying. But check it out. When the stimulus package came and people were getting that unemployment, the UP, you know what I'm talking about, the stimulus money. You know, they were getting the money for over a year with their whole unemployment check, and there was a bonus check on top of it for like 6 months or whatever. But I wonder how that has affected today's workforce, because people seem too quick to either march themselves out the door, cause all kinds of problems or whatever, like nobody out here is waiting for jobs. Like nobody out here is waiting for a job. I think it's interesting and peculiar whenever I hear somebody say that they can't find a job. I'm like, yeah, you can find a job. The question is, will you find a job doing what you actually like to do? Will you find a job or a career doing what you really want to do? So it's tough for some people to even think like that. I think some people will feel like they are predestined to do whatever it is that they're doing. Like, let's say if you were like a cop, many families are like cop families. So the grandfather might have been one, the father might have been one, the sons may have tried it out or are still one of those. And it's like you can get grandfathered in to certain careers. My daddy did it. His daddy before him did it. And that's what I'm going to do. Police work. Definitely in areas where there's a coal mine. Coal mining families is real shit. Have any of y'all ever spent any time in western Pennsylvania? You see all of those hills and mountains and stuff like that. You know, they have mines, coal mines. Coal doesn't burn clean, which is one of the reasons that there was such a big push to stop using coal years and years ago. But it works. It does. It definitely works. But, yeah, that might be a career where your grandfather used to do it, then your father did it, and now it's time to pass the torch for you. Up in Detroit with the car plants, with Chrysler. Many people migrated to Detroit way back in the day when it was Motown for real, for real. That's where they made those cars. And those were the best cars. That's when America was, America. But yeah, has the stimulus and not having to work all that time, has it messed people up from being able to accept certain work? Like, you may not have been making $15 an hour when you got laid off or when you did what you did. But, I don't want to incriminate nobody. That's all. I don't want to incriminate nobody. But think about it. Did the stimulus money change people's way of thinking? Like, you weren't making $15 an hour. Now you were making actually more than that if you consider how the extra money that they put in, the money that was 6 months. I mean, first it was, you had the stimulus money, the first wave, and that was for 6 months of $600 extra on your check. A lot of people came back to work, and a lot of people didn't come back to work. But I think the people who came back to work are a lot different now. A lot different where, first you weren't making that kind of money and you were bitching or not bitching about the money that you were making. Now it's like, yeah, I can't work for that little bit of money. You've been working for this little bit of money for years and years. Now they gave you a lot of money for sitting on your ass. You can't work for that little bit of money? Okay, well, let's make a career choice. A career change and a career choice. There are careers that you can get grandfathered into. Even doing things like owning a restaurant or being a cook or something like that. And I think that that's a good thing because I believe that any parent that has a job, that whatever you do for a living, you should make sure that your kids can do that for a living. But with these cats that were receiving the stimulus money for, or should I say these cats that were receiving the stimulus money, they got this sense of entitlement that hasn't stopped. So literally when they don't get their way, they start. And it's hard to keep people at certain jobs now because people on the high horse. I don't know if they saved some of that crab legs money or whatever, and now they paid, but many of them don't want to work. And I shouldn't say that, but the proof is kind of in the pudding. Pretty much is. You know, last year, when conservatives were bitching about how people don't really want to go back to work now. Like, yeah, well, you've been feeding them more than what they was getting. Now, when they go back to work, they're going to get less. And they stand a chance to be ridiculed, clowned, if you will. So, how does it work? At least I got a job. Don't let nobody tease you about what you do. If you make an honest living and if you're not hurting anybody, don't let nobody get all up in your area like that. At least you got a job. At least you have somewhere to work. At least you got a check coming in. Because I'm of the belief that if you have a job, then you can get another one. Regardless of what the job is, you can get another one. So let's have at it. All right. Do these comments. And then we're going to do these birthday shout-outs and then we out. Antel Jones says, in the Air Force, high test scores gives a bigger list for your job choice. Availability is a loophole. Okay. Magnificent Morocco says, most employees are part-time and the salaries just increase when the pandemic hit. Okay. Working, Norris Hill says, working on a railroad in a steel mill or shoveling manure all fit well, but are potentially dangerous. That's true. And I remember when I worked at that clothing store, when I worked at City Blue years ago, and the boss, the one that owned all of them, he always said, like, listen, man, a lot of people don't like to shovel shit, but shit shovelers make a lot of money because of the exclusivity of what shoveling shit is. So if you say to yourself, I will shovel shit for however much money you need, you're going to get it. If you're going to step out on faith, let it be for that. Let it be you bet on yourself. Wow. Magnificent Morocco says Amazon just voted to unionize last week. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, trust it had an impact. Oh, talking about Amazon. Norris Hill says, or are you talking about me and the stimulus? Norris Hill says, verbal abuse is one of those things that are a part of the job description, that is endured for so-called good pay. Robbie Ming says, you can always climb the ladder and do better. Oof, cold black lung disease, yeah. And there are plenty of grandfathers, fathers, and sons who got that shit. Emily, it's not that I need to wear my glasses. I don't think you understand what I'm reading. Okay. Norris Hill says, I was looking for a job when I found this one. I have no problem doing it again. Try me. Okay. All right. I should wear my glasses. You know what? No. I'm not putting on my glasses. No. Glasses make your eyesight worse. And I'm not doing it. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get, no, it's not that I'm too cool to wear glasses. I don't care about the way they look. They don't make your eyes better. One thing about driving all the time is it stops you from walking. And that's just a fact. What I don't like about glasses is that they don't correct your vision. When you're at the eyeglass place, they be like, yeah, this will correct your vision. No, it'll help you see better. I want it actually corrected. When you correct it, that means you don't need glasses. I want it fixed. Oh, and what the eye doctor did tell me was that the muscles in your eyes aren't as strong as they used to be, which is why you don't see as well. So what better way to get them to be strong again than to stop coddling them? All right, yo. Birthday shout-outs. Lydia Johnson. I do. Turning 47 years old today. And Richie Cox, happy birthday to you. And Karen Kilby, happy birthday to you. And Mika Tillman, happy birthday to you. And Tracy Ann Monique Gordon, turning 43 years old today. And Lily Cologne, turning 52 years old today. And Katina Mosley, turning 39 years old today. And Angel Bahia, go get her, happy birthday to you. And Timothy Dodley, turning 41 years old today. And my girl, Kat Williams, happy birthday to you. And Melanie Ford, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man, Lake Lewis Jr., happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious. April 4th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, at least you got a job. At least you working. At least you got money coming in. At least every 2 weeks or every week or however you get paid, that you will get paid. It is there. Some people tease other people about their career choice and how much money they make, but that ain't none of their business. At the end of the day, we all have personal business that we have to take care of, and we can do it after work. When you are at work, I would advise you to give it all you got. Give it all you got and ask questions. Give it all you got and ask questions. It's a good way to get noticed because you're going to stand out in that regard. You ask questions so that you can get better. Accept the teachings. Accept the teachings. All right. A piece of all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. All right. So, Blog Talk, I'm going to get you out of here. We going to get back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Come on, come on, come on.